It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll check in with Kelly Shand of Pepperwine, rock with Where's Tino, chat with Chris from Sister Salvation, and crank a great track from The Ones You Forgot. They're in action this Thursday, February 28th at Reef and Barrel in Manasquan for the next stop in the 2019 Jersey Rock Showcase Series. It's a free show featuring $3 Yuengling specials, courtesy of our friends at Shore Point Distributing. Doors are at 7, show starts at 8. The Ones You Forgot will be joined by Lunatic Fringe, this year's comeback, and this band. Kicking off this week's show, here's Ruby Bones, Not Enough, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. On 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Laser EP. You can score it now at rubybonesband.com. Don't miss them at the Jersey Rock Showcase this Thursday at Reef and Barrel in Manasquan. They're on the bill with The Ones You Forgot, Lunatic Fringe, and this year's comeback. Admission is free, and there'll be $3 Yuengling specials courtesy of Shore Point Distributing. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone is Kelly Shan of Pepperwine. Their Bright Ideas album's out now, and you can catch them at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park on March 5th, the Asbury Park Yacht Club on March 8th. Kelly, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure having you on, and you guys just added a couple of shows. You're doing
two dates in Asbury Park coming up, first of which, mm-hmm. the Wonder Bar on March 5th. What can people expect from you guys?
So March 5th, we're going to be opening up for a band called Thumpasaurus, which they are a funk band. Apparently, Ed Meyer over at the Wonder Bar said that they are, like, going to be blown up in the next year. So we're super excited to open for them. And we've been writing a ton of new material over the past few months, and we've been kind of playing some of it out at our shows recently. Like last night we played at the hotel, and we played some new songs, and people, they were really well received. So it's exciting. Like, we're just creating new music, and I'm excited to get it out there.
Any idea as to when that new material will be released?
Well, we're going to play these live shows, and when we play them, we're trying to get some good video so we can put it out there. But then, you know, pretty soon, this spring, the plan is to go into the studio and do either like a single or two new singles, just to kind of, you know, show everyone what we've been working on, because we put out Bright Ideas this past summer, and that also has been really well received, and it's been really fun having, like, you know, a full length album. But we always write. Like, we're just constantly writing, so and evolving, so we just want to get it out there as much as we can.
I'm looking forward to the new material. Of course, you have the two shows coming up in Asbury. How could someone get tickets for the Wonder Bar show?
So on the Facebook event, if you just type in Thumpasaurus on Facebook, then there's a ticket link right there. I'm sure, actually, I'm 100% positive you can get it at the Wonder Bar website. And then we haven't announced it on our Facebook because, like, we just confirmed it yesterday, but we constantly post. Like both on our website, which is pepperwinegroove.com, also on our Facebook, and then we'll have links on our Instagram as well. So basically anywhere you can get a ticket.
That's March 5th over at the Wonder Bar. March 8th, you're at the Yacht Club, and those shows are always free. Just walk up, check it out, and enjoy mm-hmm. yourself.
Yep, exactly.
That's going to be a good time. What's the best way for someone to keep track of everything Pepperwine is up to?
Pepperwinegroove.com. We link all of our videos there. We have our blog there. We put all of our dates on there. I usually am pretty good at keeping everything up to date, both on our website and then also on our Facebook and Instagram.
The track we're doing is Slippin' By off of your Bright Ideas album. Tell us about this track.
So Slippin' By is it's definitely interesting because it kind of has, like, two different feels. There's this, like, slinky groove at the beginning of the song, and it's a little bit darker. Then it kind of breaks into more of, like, a funk feel. And then later on in the track, Brees gets to play this, like, beautiful guitar solo. So it's definitely a couple different elements, and it keeps you on your toes.
Kelly Sheehan of Pepperwine, don't miss them. Coming up, two shows in Asbury Park, the first of which is March 5th over at the Wonder Bar, then March 8th over at the Asbury Park Yacht Club. Kelly, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me. I always enjoy doing these interviews with Jersey Rock. It's awesome.
Same here. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Pepperwine. Let's flip it by on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Most people are with we
MainStageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey, this is Jen.
And Mike from Where's Tino?
And you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9
The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
In this dark room I can see, look that's in your eye. Don't be scared, we'll make it through tonight. Hold my
with I Want To on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their EP, The Girl From Bangs Avenue. It's available now at wherestino.com. Joining us over the phone is Chris from Sister Salvation. They're rocking Dingbats up in Clifton on March 7th, the Starland Ballroom with Dokken on March 9th. Chris, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, how's it going, Tom? Thanks for having me.
These are two big shows coming up. March 7th, Dingbats. That's going to be a great time. March 9th with Dokken over at the Starland Ballroom. What can people expect from you guys those nights?
Well, you always come to every show with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. That's one of the things that keeps us going is we love playing. We love playing together. We've had some new songs in the works. What you can expect is definitely our two singles that are out, Rewind and My Mind, A couple other songs that we've been playing that we've had written for a little while, and we're working on, you know, two new ones right now that we're hoping to unveil by that show. So it's, you don't want to miss it. It's going to be a good night.
How could someone get tickets?
If you go to our Facebook page, we actually have discounted tickets. Go to the Sister Salvation Facebook page and, you know, just go to the event section, and you'll see it, and there'll be a link to an Eventbrite, and you can buy a ticket there. You can get them from the venue too, but they're cheaper through us. So, you know, you choose.
We'll get a direct link up on the Jersey Rock page, WRAT.com, for that. Now, of course, you guys have the two singles out. We rocked one of them back in October on the podcast. We're going to rock another one on the show tonight. But you guys are currently working on an EP. How's that going?
It's going well. It's an exciting process. For me, it's the first time in the studio. Joey and Jeff have been in before. JR is the first time, too. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun. I was, you know, never thought I'd see myself here. I think maybe JR is a little bit the same way, you know, Joey and Jeff, maybe not because they've been there before, but, you know, even my friends asking me, oh, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I'm going to the studio. It just sounds cool. You know, like it's just a lot of fun being in a band, and the songs are getting easier to write the longer we're together, and we've been, you know, having longer, you know, rehearsal sessions too. So all that just goes into it. You know, on top of it, you know, me, Joe, and JR are cousins, and then Jeff and Joe are friends from high school. So, you know, there's just a lot of synergy between us, and we always have a good time. So, also, I want to give a shout out to him, our engineer, Andrew. I'm not going to say his last name right. Chevrock, I believe. He's at Midnight Studios in Easton, Pennsylvania. He's been a great part of the. We really just incorporate him as a member of the band. We give him full consideration of, you know, criticism to tell us what he likes and doesn't like about a song before we record it, and we, you know, then we tell him if we agree or not. Sometimes we meet in the middle. He's got a really good ear, and I think he gets our sound. So that's definitely helped the whole process go as great as it's been so far.
Any idea when we can expect the EP?
Yeah, that's a hard question. So growing up, one of my favorite bands was Guns N' Roses, and what I learned is never make a promise about that, so I'm not going to do it.
It only took Chinese Democracy like 20 years to come out. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely won't be that long, but, you know, I don't want to say 2 months and have it before. And
nope.
Then, where is it? You know,
no worries there. We'll keep everyone posted on when that's coming out. If somebody wants to find out more about Sister Salvation and stay on top of everything you guys are doing, how can they do so?
You know, obviously the Facebook page is great. We also have a cover band, if you want to see another side of us. That's called Babyface Finster. We have a Reverb Nation page for Sister Salvation. You know, the best way to see us is to come out to our shows. They're all posted on Facebook. They're all posted on our website. The shortcut for it is sisterrocks.com. Luckily, that was available, and we were like, cool, let's take it. All of our events are posted on that. It's pretty much always up to date. If you hear or see something on one page, it's not on the other. And, you know, if you ever say, hey, we're going out, you know, email the Facebook page. We all have Facebook on our phone. We get back to you very quickly.
The track we're doing is My Mind. Tell us about this song.
Came together, it's kind of like all our songs together. You know, someone will come up with one or two parts of something that they, you know, Joe will have lyrics, Jeff will have a guitar part, I'll write a guitar part or a bass part or something, you know what I mean? Like JR works stuff out on drums, and sometimes we jam at rehearsal and something just comes out of it, you know? But My Mind in particular, I believe Jeff wrote most of it. I think he was, you know, when we first said we want to start writing, like I think he just had stuff on his mind and it came out, you know, and we got that pretty quickly. And in terms of the lyrics, you know, if I can interpret Joe's head, I know the lyrics, you know what I mean, but like he wrote them like all singers do, and it's just I think it's about confronting your feelings about, you know, being honest with yourself about how you feel about something and saying it out loud to, you know, whether it be yourself or, you know, your partner or someone important to you in your life, you're a child, a parent, whatever, or, you know, maybe you're saying it to yourself because you're finally calling yourself out on some, I can't curse, you know, some crap. But like it's a hard emotional way of doing it, you know what I mean? Like it's like a breakthrough, an epiphany in some way. I mean, if you listen to the lyrics, it's pretty clear, like everything he tells you in the chorus, everything that he's going through, and he ends with, now you know what's on my mind. So, you know what I mean? It's like, I think you're almost, he's being honest with himself too about how he feels about it and just getting it off his chest. I think that's what the song is about. If I'm wrong, Joe, I'm sorry, but that's my interpretation of it.
Chris from Sister Salvation, see them March 7th over at Dingbats in Clifton. March 9th, they're opening for Dokken at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville. Hit up their Facebook page for a link to get discounted tickets. Chris, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Tom, thank you for having me. Have a good night.
You too, bro. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Sister Salvation with My Mind on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Gray fades this way. pieces, man. I'm lost inside the pain. I hide a dead lock safe from all my time. Share my soul with my world. Draw the world, can hear my hurt. Pleasure, pain, pain through me. Lost in something I cannot see. Look inside and you will find. Now you know what's on my mind.
Forgot, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Taking chances to find a place.
You Forgot with Here Forever on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's up there, Too Afraid to Say EP. It's available now at theonesyouforgot.com. Don't miss them at the Jersey Rock Showcase at Reef and Barrel in Manasquan this Thursday. They're rocking the house with Ruby Bones, Lunatic Fringe, and this year's comeback. Admission is free, and there'll be $3 Yuengling specials all night, courtesy of our friends at Shore Point Distributing. Doors are at 7, the show starts at 8. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. I'll see you there. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter, The Club Rat, at WRAT.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at JerseyRock@WRAT.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.